I'm Shelley Delaney, and joining me now are Susan Bell, Jenny Brown, Larae Jones, and Sarah Lynn Tabachnik. And what do they all have in common? Well, Susan, Jennifer, and Larae are all Women of Distinction for 2023, an honor awarded by Aware Inc. each year. Hello, everyone. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Hello.
Hi.
All right. So I also want to mention Kate Wolf, who was an honoree as well, who couldn't be on the call today. But we will talk a little bit about more and about her in a little bit. But Susan Bell, I would like to start with you. Would you please introduce yourself and tell us what are some of the reasons you were selected as a woman of distinction?
Well, thank you. Please introduce myself, and I'm looking forward to the gathering on Saturday. I have to reflect, a lot of the recognition is shared with my colleagues at what was McDowell Group and McKinley Research Group. I personally been active in our community and, you know, in many ways, but I also recognize in talking with Mandy and talking with the people that had put together the nomination that our firm's work for many of the nonprofits, including organizations like Aware and SAIL and some of our education entities like Sea Alaska Heritage, Tlingit and Haida Central Council, you know, just organizations like that throughout the state, but especially in this region, have done a lot to help advance the well-being and the, you know, health and social and economic well-being of our neighbors and our community. So as I come to Saturday, I'm really pleased I'll have a lot of my colleagues, current and former, in the audience, and that they can share in this. And but also personally, I've been active through Big Brothers Big Sisters and through Native Youth Olympics and the Economic Stabilization Task Force, and it's just a lot of different ways. And I look forward to talking a little bit about how I feel influenced strongly by my parents and my family, because this is just how our family engages in life.
What has motivated or keeps motivating you to do what you do?
Oh, thanks for that question. I think there's seeing the people that I engage with, whether it's personal volunteerism or the people that we end up serving as clients, or certain organizations we select to donate our services to, or because of their mission can give discounted rates, seeing their day-to-day success and the people that we help is what makes this kind of work that I've been engaged in since 2001 through McDowell Group and McKinley Research Group really, really rewarding. They're in our community. They're in our lives. They're in our, and they've been in the region since 87. And so now have the opportunity to see, people's kids, even maybe grandkids. It's just kind of woven into how we live in this community.
And how did you feel about being honored as a woman of distinction by Aware?
Well, to be honest, having introduced my firm, and I was previously one of the owners along with Jim Calvin, Eric McDowell, and we sold the firm a few years ago, but we're able to preserve many of the employees and services and this ethic I'm describing. When I returned the call to Mandy, I thought she might be calling about one of two things. One of them is maybe she needed a product, some services from our firm, or possibly a donation. I mean, that's the mindset that I was in. And so I was stunned. I was humbled and surprised to find myself crying. So, it's a huge honor, and I hope to be, to be worthy of that as I go forward. And I feel like, I feel like it's also inspiring me, even, if I feel tired or overwhelmed, to put my shoulder into it.
Well said. Thank you, Susan. Jenny Brown, turning to you now, how about you? Same question. How did you feel when you heard you were going to be honored by Aware?
I was quite surprised that I was getting a call and to be an honoree of Women of Distinction, because these ladies are amazing. I'm glad to be standing up there with them and part of the 2023 honor. Like, it's really a big accomplishment.
Well, would you please introduce yourself and tell us about what you do?
My name is Jenny Brown, And I am the Family and Community Engagement Specialist with Central Council Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska. I work in the newly formed Community and Behavioral Services Department in our Community and Behavioral Services Healing Center.
And how did you get into that line of work?
I kind of just, you know, walked right into that one. I feel like a lot of my jobs, I'm a person in long-term recovery, and I'm also a person that was formerly incarcerated. So when I walk my journey, I walk into places, I'm like, hey, what are you guys doing here? What are you guys doing? Like, I like to ask a lot of questions, and I like to see what a lot of resources are. And so when it comes to things like this, this is what I love to do. Like, I love to be able to be the voice for those that can't speak, for those that are still incarcerated, those are still in active addiction. And I like to help promote our culture back into our healing journey. I grew up traditional. I grew up in a cultural family. And it was important to me to figure out what I need to do and what needs to be done as a person.
What do you enjoy about doing the work that you do?
I like being able to know a lot of resources on what if I can't figure it out and can't help the person or the family, I like to know that I have resources that if I can't do it, somebody else will. Like, I don't want to be standing up like the four of us standing on this platform together. I don't like to be the only one at the top. I want to turn around and help people and bring people up with me.
And what kind of, let's see, how do I want to word this? What kind of impact do you hope your work will make, the program that you're working through?
I hope that it makes a big impact. I feel like I've done a lot in the past couple years that everything has been, it's already been impactful, and I keep planning to move forward, and I keep planning to open doors that weren't open before, and I keep planning to educate and learn at the same time on different things that we have in our community.
Do you have any specific goals that you'd like to accomplish?
I don't. I just like to keep moving forward, keep my head out of the quicksand. I've been getting better these days that when I need help, I ask for help and not just see the struggle in it. I feel like I have a lot of support.
That is something that is really, really hard to do. So do you think that being honored as a woman of distinction by AWARE will help you go further in the work that you do or in your personal life?
I do. I feel like this is a big accomplishment, not just to be an honoree, but being a person that was formerly incarcerated and a person in long-term recovery. I just want to make sure that people know that recovery is possible and there's hope.
Awesome. Thanks so much for sharing, Jenny.
Thank you.
And next, Larae Jones. Larae, I know you have interviewed you many times on this program, but would you please tell us a bit about yourself and how you came to be a woman of distinction?
I got a phone call. That's how I became one. I was actually quite shocked and overwhelmed when I got the phone call. I have been active my whole life in one thing after another, specifically after I retired from the state, which is over 20 years ago now. One of the first things I did was join the Juno Pro-Choice Coalition. And I know I've been interviewed several times about LunaFest, which is our yearly fundraiser. And I'm just very passionate about women's reproductive health. And that's not, it's health. It's not to be a bad connotation at all. I helped raise the funds to get Planned Parenthood here in Juneau. And that's been a passion of mine since before Roe v. Wade was passed. So it's been a long time. My other big passion has to do with PFLAG. I'm a big, big advocate of the lesbian and gay community and trans and the rest of the alphabet. So it's just a particular passion of mine and has been forever.
You mentioned your work with the Juno Pro-Choice Coalition. I know through that work, you've fought for and defended rights that we no longer have, that were taken away by the Supreme Court. Did you see it coming when Roe was overturned?
Yes. Unfortunately, I'm still furious, but I think with the current makeup of the Supreme Court, I don't think anybody who's been following this was really surprised.
How has it felt to do this work since then?
Exhausting. I just can't say enough. There's I grew up before the pill was available, and there was a unwed mother's home not too far from where I lived, and it's been a whole lifetime of fighting for such rights, and now to lose them, it's like we're going backwards. But we have to keep fighting on, and we need more younger people to get involved.
Yeah. You mentioned that it was exhausting. I think some might feel they have already lost this fight, or that they just can't keep fighting, or that it's time to give up. And what do you say to that, Lorraine?
I say, if you believe in it, you need to help work. You need to join a group that will help.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And that is that was Susan Bell, Jenny Brown, and Lorraine Jones for the Women of Distinction. And we have another Woman of Distinction who could not join us today, but we do have Sarah Lynn Tabachnik here from AWARE. Hi, Sarah Lynn.
Hi, Shelley. Thanks for having all of us.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody, for being here today. We're all on Zoom because of the weather, but that made it a lot easier for all of us to make it. So I'm happy about that. But Sarah Lynn, I was wondering if you could share a bit about Kate Wolf and her work.
Sure. Kate moved to Juno in 1986. And at that time, she worked at REACH, which you may know is a nonprofit providing support to individuals with disabilities. And she worked there for 32 years.
Wow.
She retired in 2017. She retired from there, and now she is the Prevention Program Manager at Family Promise of Juno. And Family Promise, you may know, their mission is to build community to end childhood homelessness in Juno. And they provide case management and financial support to keep families housed. Over the years, Kate has volunteered with the Special Olympics, with SAILS ORCA program, with the Douglas Senior Lunch program. She's an advisor for the Juno chapter of People First, a board member at SAIL, and co-chair of SAIEC Gastineau Elementary School. So she's, you know, like you've heard from the other women, not only in their employment are they doing meaningful work, but also outside of work in their free time, volunteer time.
Wow. So were there any, apart from everything that you mentioned, some specific reasons or projects that Kate was, that got Kate the nomination or the award, I should say?
You know, I don't think there's generally one specific thing. I think when the board of directors is looking at all the nominations and all the nominees, they're looking for a breadth and depth of experiences, of sharing, of commitment and dedication, of inspiration, and of course the honorees that are with us today, and Kate exemplify that.
So this Saturday, there's the annual Women of Distinction Gala. It takes place at 7:30 p.m. on Saturday, March 4th, at the Elizabeth Paratrovich Hall. Sarah Lynn, staying with you, what can attendees expect?
Okay, well, firstly, I just want to say the doors, it's going to start at 5:30. I think you said 7:30.
I did say 7:30, so, and I am so sorry about
okay.
that. I thought that's what I saw.
Well, that's why we're here, right?
Yes, get the facts straight.
Doors open at 5:30, so people can expect at that time there'll just be a reception, dinner. There will be a dinner at 6 p.m. It's a very, I have found it to be a very moving event, and the highlight of it is when the honorees, each of them is asked to speak for about 7 or 8 minutes about what inspires them. And they do that, and their speeches are year after year really inspired and inspiring to all of us. So that's kind of the highlight. We have an MC, Chris Sell, who's I call her a local Shiro, who was in Juneau for many years and left and is coming back to MC this event. At the same time, we have a dessert auction. We have an opening event that will be pretty exciting, I think. And it's just a great, great event for the community, for AWARE, for all the honorees. It's very joyful, I think, and uplifting. And you know, sometimes people consider the work of AWARE and think, oh, that's heavy. And sometimes it's heavy and it's also healing work. And it's so meaningful to be able to bring the community together to celebrate the work of women who many people may be familiar with and many people may have never heard of. So all these fabulous women moving about town, minding their own business, doing this incredible work. You know, even sometimes I am familiar with the women and then I read their nomination forms and I'm like, wow, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. I didn't know that. You know, just like more than we can know.
Well, I agree with you. It sounds like it's going to be a really positive and uplifting event and a wonderful way to honor these women and all of the hard work that they've done. I want to go back and check in with them again and ask them a little bit about what they are excited about for the gala. So, Larae, we're going to go back to you. Have you been a part of this event in the past, and what are you looking forward to on Saturday?
Yes, I have. I have not helped organize it, but I have certainly attended for 20 some years. And like Sarah Lynn said, absolutely love listening to everybody's speeches. What I'm concerned about is I really don't have mine ready yet. But we'll, you know, I'm good with deadlines. I'll be ready by Saturday night. So, and I'm also thrilled that I have family coming. So I keep the planes flying in on Friday night because both my sons and my two grandkids are coming in. And my wonderful sister-in-law and her daughter are coming in. So I'm thrilled that I get to see them, even if it's just a short weekend, because they leave on Saturday, on Sunday and Monday. So it's a very quick trip, but I'm glad that they're coming.
That's so exciting, Larae. I'm happy that they're coming and wishing you all the best luck with the weather. We'll roll some heaters out on the runway. It'll be okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The forecast looks good. Knock on wood.
And Jenny, what about you? Have you attended this event in the past, and what are you looking forward to as attending as an honoree?
I don't think that I have attended one before. This will be my first one. So going to my first one as an honoree, I guess.
It's the way to do it.
I guess the fence is high.
Do you have your speech ready?
I do.
That's great.
I I've actually probably had it ready for maybe a month, but the more I read it and practice it, the more stuff I put in there. So, but it's within the time limit. So I have a timer.
That's great. Do you have any family coming to, friends and family coming to help you celebrate?
Yeah, actually my mom, so tomorrow, weather permitting, my mom is supposed to come back, is supposed to come down from Anchorage. And then my dad's supposed to come down on Friday. And then I have aunts and uncles that are coming. My siblings are coming. My son's coming and his wife. Yeah, a lot of big supporters.
That's so exciting. Well, I'm very happy for you. Hope everybody makes it in safe. And Susan, how about yourself? What are you looking forward to? And what's important? What do you think is important about having this event what do you think is important about this annual event to honor women of distinction?
Well, I think it's, I have to agree that the array of stories and the power of the stories that have been shared at the events that I've had the opportunity to attend have been really powerful and really humbling. And it is a joyful event, but it's also, it's a touching event because, people are opening up. Sometimes in our busyness, we just don't get to the deeper stuff. And I think that, as people are sharing some of the things that inspire them or motivated them or challenges they've overcome, it's powerful. The other thing that we're still, over the course of this last year, we've been able to come back to events, of all kinds in the community and outside the community. And we're still seeing people that we haven't seen in person. And I think that's just really, it's really profound when we just have the absence of the ability, to be as isolated. It is so abruptly because of COVID shows us this contrast of, I know people still operated, aware, still delivered services. Everybody still did their best, but as a contrast to an alternative, instead of being engaged with the community, that absence of connection, it's just even powerful to gather with people and appreciate each other. So, I'm looking forward to seeing people. I'm gratified as I've gotten emails and texts of people, are saying, I'm coming, we've got a table or we're coming, so that's just really humbling. And I also, fully appreciate that in addition to this recognition that's been, that we're sharing, it is a chance to shine a spotlight on the importance of the work of AWARE. And so, when I've thought through this, I'm kind of doubly motivated to have people there to be sure that they're having a fun evening, but also to shine that light on AWARE and other services in the community that have needs.
Thank you, Susan. And thank you to all my guests today. Congratulations, Larae, Jenny, Susan, and Kate Wolf on being the honorees for AWARE's Women of Distinction. And thanks, Sarah Lynn, for being here today. Sarah Lynn, did you have something else you wanted to add?
Sure. I just wanted to let people know, once again, it's Saturday at Elizabeth Perasovich Hall, March 4th. So just a few days. There are still tickets available, but not many. So you'll want to get them ASAP at awareak.org. You can buy them online. We have a wonderful dinner planned, catered by Smokehouse Catering. And it's, I think if you go, you will be happy you went.
You won't regret it.
Thanks,
sure
Shelley.
Yeah. Thank you so much, everyone, for your time today. I hope you have a wonderful time at the gala on Saturday. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And just a reminder to all of you remarkable women and supporters of women, today marks the first day of Women's History Month, and next Wednesday, March 8th, is International Women's Day. You're listening to Juno Afternoon.